Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa Murise. I'll be taking a listen to Myra Andrade's album, Manga. My love affair with Cabo Verde started when I experienced Johnny Ramos on the song La Gal, which was a huge crossover hit across Africa in the early 2000s. Haven't looked back since, and I continue to discover the wealth of musical superiority this small but talented island nation possesses.
Let's talk music with MJ.
Album review.
First thoughts.
Myra Andrade has been around for a while, and she absolutely wowed me on one of my favorite songs of all time. On Nelson Freitas' 2016 album titled Four. So, who is Myra Andrade? Myra Andrade is a singer from Cabo Verde, born in Cuba, who lives and records in Lisbon, Portugal. Often compared to the late great Cesária Évora, Andrade has been praised for a modern interpretation of traditional Cape Verdean music, which is called Mona. She sings mostly in Cabo Verde Criollo.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The title track, Manga, is a highly percussive song that feeds off an infectious guitar string and Myra's addictive voice. In many ways, I think her sound is a live music goldmine. I could picture myself, I don't know, in Cuba somewhere, wearing shorts and a colorful shirt, dancing to Myra Andrade's singing live. She was born in Cuba after all, so that sound is in her. The album's opening track is called Afeto and is a pace setter for the Manga album. I think I played this on the Motomoto podcast. It is a very jazzy feel with a pentatonic guitar sub lead, which is quite distinct. The bass guitar on here and the claps just give it a flavor I would love to hear time and time and time again. She nailed it. The song Pull Up took me a bit by surprise. It has a very interesting Afrobeats and dancehall fusion, and it is a song that could cross borders in terms of what other nations could listen to. From this album, of course. Although it doesn't veer off her signature sound, it borrows much of its meat and bones from more commercial sounding tracks or instruments. One of those, it's about to get kinda lit type of songs. That's what Pull Up is. Limitason is easily in the same neighborhood as Pull Up, and I think this one is definitely going to be a crowd favorite in Cabo Verde and beyond, really. It too borrows some very modern sounds mixed with that island DNA to give us a sweet, sweet sound.
Find us on MotoMotoMusic.com.
You get songs such as Tantalakatan, which is interestingly very reggae sounding like, especially in its melody, yet it leans towards a more hip hop drum pattern. Yeah, something like that. Interesting mix, but it sounds pretty good. There's nothing quite like it, to be honest, and it impressed me to say the least.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Now, the first thing that I ask myself is, how would I describe Myra Andrade's music in general after listening to the album, of course? And in Western music terms, I think this would feel in some ways like a fusion between African folk, jazz, and island music with a much more subdued emphasis. So nothing is really dominating. You just know it's sounding good. And it really is a fusion of sorts. And when I assessed the mixing and mastering and just overall project quality, I guess the professional standard of putting an album together, when it really comes to that, Myra Andrade on Manga is head and shoulders above the rest. This was epic. The conceptualization was something you could really feel from the first track right through to the 13th, 14th track. And that creative direction, the execution, and overall putting together of this album is of the highest caliber. So this is a project that if you are a musician, you want to listen to it and say, wait, this is the quality that I strive to attain.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
You know what? I'll just go ahead and say it. This album, I really don't think I've come across an album as colorful and as feel-good such as Myra Andrade's Manga. There's a delicate balance between the live sound and electronic music that I guess many of us are used to. And the fusion of these really creates a beautiful work of art. Manga has a little bit of everything, while retaining the essence of the traditional Cabo Verde Island vibe in its core. There's so much about her character and that of the people of Cabo Verde on this project. If you ever really wanted to listen to an album, an African music album for that matter, that truly deserves the world music tag, I think Manga by Myra Andrade is definitely the one. Honestly, I believe you don't need to look any further. Check this album out. It is available online on just about any streaming platform, and really find yourself good time to listen to it. I promise you, you're going to be wild, and this is good music. Anyway, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto. It's the son of Zimbabwe signing out. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music is on YouTube. Check out the channel and subscribe to get the latest updates.